California, 7 High-Risk Sex Offenders Freed from Jail During Coronavirus Crisis. By John Binder on April 30, 2020. 7 sex offenders considered high-risk by the Orange County District Attorney's Office have been released in California during the Chinese coronavirus crisis. California officials, including Governor Gavin Newsom, D., have been emptying prisons, claiming that the effort is designed to prevent overcrowding to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Since April 7, Court Commissioner Joseph Dane authorized the release of 7 sex offenders who are considered high-risk criminals with histories of violating their parole orders. The sex offenders' crimes include indecent exposure to a child, sexual battery of a child, and child molestation. The 7 sex offenders include Luis Joel Ramirez, 27 years old, who has been convicted of sexual battery, assault with a deadly weapon, resisting a peace officer, burglary and possessing a leaded cane, and a deadly weapon. Ramirez has violated his parole 4 times since 2019. He was released on April 7 after serving 20 days credit time served on a parole violation for cutting off his GPS despite a 180-day minimum sentence. Ramirez was again released on April 24 after serving 16 days credit time served on a parole violation for failing to report to parole. James Franklin Bowling, 50 years old, who has been convicted of lewd conduct in a public place. Repeated convictions for failing to register as a sex offender. Repeated convictions for sex offender on school grounds. And possession of controlled substance and paraphernalia. Bowling has twice violated his parole since February 2020. He was released on April 9 after serving 14 days credit time served on a parole violation for failing to charge GPS monitor despite a 180-day minimum sentence. Bowling has been ordered to report to parole and has not yet reported. Rudy William Grajeda Magdaleno, 39 years old, has been convicted of child molestation, indecent exposure, assault, battery, criminal threats, and inflicting injury on an elder adult. Magdaleno has violated his parole 5 times since 2017. He was released on April 13 after serving 142 days credit time served on a parole violation for failing to charge GPS monitor despite a 180-day minimum sentence. Magdaleno has been ordered to report to parole and has not yet reported. Calvin Curtis Coleman, 52 years old, has been convicted of lewd conduct in a public place. He has violated his parole 3 times since 2019. On April 13, Coleman was released after serving 18 days credit time served on a parole violation after failing to charge GPS monitor despite a 180-day minimum sentence in order to report to parole. Kyle Albert Winton, 40 years old, has been convicted of annoying/molesting a child, criminal threats to cause great bodily injury or death, resisting a peace officer, DUI and hit and run with property damage. He has had one parole violation. On April 17, Winton was released after serving 10 days credit time served on a parole violation after failing to charge GPS monitor despite a 180-day minimum sentence. He has been ordered to report to parole and has yet to report. Jose Adrian Arregal, 46 years old, has been convicted of unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor, oral copulation of a person under the age of 18, great bodily injury, and second striker. He has violated his parole 6 times June 2019. On April 22, Arregal was released after serving 18 days credit time served a parole violation for failing to charge GPS monitor despite a 180-day minimum sentence. He has been ordered to report to parole. Mario Ernesto Sandoval, 45 years old, has been convicted of sexual battery, touching for sexual arousal, indecent exposure, assault on a peace officer, and assault. He has violated his parole 1 time this year. Sandoval failed to charge his GPS device as required by law and was unaccounted for 1/3 of the time he was out of custody, according to the Orange County District Attorney's Office. On April 22, Sandoval was released after serving 16 credit time served on a parole violation for failing to report to charge GPS monitor despite a 180-day minimum sentence. He has been ordered to report to parole. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes said in a news release that the county's Board of Supervisors has reduced the region's prison population by almost 45% in less than 2 months despite no issues with overcrowding. These kinds of high-risk sex offenders are the most dangerous kind of criminal and the most likely to reoffend, Orange County District Attorney Toph Spitzer said in a statement. They are doing everything they can to avoid detection by the parole officers assigned to monitor them so they can potentially commit additional sex offenses. These are not the kind of people who should be getting a break. It is not the court's responsibility to control the jail population by releasing these dangerous criminals back into our communities, Spitzer said. The residents of Orange County deserve to have the peace of mind that registered sex offenders are being held accountable and not just let out the front door of jail by a court commissioner who refuses to follow the law. A month ago, Newsom commuted sentences for 14 convicted killers in California, helping them to be released early from prison. In one case, Newsom commuted the sentence of a 50-year-old felon convicted for stabbing his pregnant wife to death. In another case, a woman was freed early after being convicted of assaulting a child to death. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.